Hello and welcome to our second podcast. yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for keeping it professional. That's,
you weren't doing that voice before we started recording.
You told me to be professional. I was at least trying to be a little clear.
But you became effeminate. I didn't say be effeminate. I said be professional.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Our second podcast. Our second podcast on the eighth, kickoff day for the Olympics.
It's the Olympics day.
It is the Olympics day. Kicking off in how many hours? 5 hours.
It's not long. I think it's
six.
Yeah,
hours,
I think it's
hours.
About. Yeah, it's 4 hours, 5 hours, something
it's
like
5 hours.
It's soon anyway.
Yeah.
My breath is bated.
Just in case our mums are wondering exactly when we're doing this.
Yeah, they're the only people who listen, so...
Well, and your nieces,
it's kind of like a long answer phone message with irrelevant information to our mums.
Yeah, and...
But largely irrelevant information.
Somebody else listened to it. I can't think who.
I haven't had my dinner yet, Mum.
Mm. Well,
I'll have it later.
For you, it's only, what, 7 o'clock?
Yep. Hi, I'm Darren. Welcome to the second Dofus podcast.
That was the part I forgot.
I'm quite good at this, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's 6:45 p.m. Thursday, Olympiad.
Well, not for you. Is it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, it's because it's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's 6:45 in the evening. I've got a beer, because Alex requests that I do have beer when I do this podcast. Which makes me a bit lippy, so sorry about that. Are you drinking coffee?
It's 3 o'clock
That'd
in the morning.
That'd be a bad idea, wouldn't it? Because
it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not drinking coffee.
Maybe you should. Would you do it for a dare?
I'd have to make it, and that would definitely wake up Mickey, and that would definitely get me in trouble.
Mickey's your girlfriend.
Mickey is my girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't have any problem about noise or anything like that at the moment.
No.
The time will come when I have to be quiet.
I'm looking forward to that day because at the moment
I die.
I think the one person who told me they'd listen to this, who's a friend of mine, who isn't my mum, told me that I was too quiet throughout.
Yeah, you were, and you're doing it again.
Well, I can't
That's
help
fine,
it.
Though, just go with it.
Yeah, I'll crank
you
up.
You will be loud.
I'll crank up my side of the audio, and hopefully that'll help, but I can
I
make
think
no
it's
promises.
More, I think it's probably more just the whispering voice. It's a little bit sinister. It sounds like you're really close to my ear. I don't like it.
Oh, have you got headphones on?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh no, sorry. I see what you mean. I've got a sort of cinema style setup sound.
Ooh.
Setup of sound. Yeah. In my studio, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you surround me, basically. It's like I'm in your mouth.
It's horrible.
But yeah, it's a whispering voice.
Okay.
It's a little bit pedo.
I've just. Before we get on to what we're actually here for and get getting to being professional and setting an agenda, I just want to realise so far, last week you asked me if you had to touch my penis, and this week you said, it's like I'm in your mouth, or you're in my mouth. And our
what would it be next week, Alex?
And our mums listen to this. Oh.
Yeah, well, as I said, there's only certain bits that are for our mums. And also, the answer phone would have cut out by now.
That's
so
true.
It's alright.
Anyway, today we were going to talk about games like we claim we're going to every week, and I wanted to discuss a bit more briefly, a bit more in depth, I mean, quite the opposite to briefly, Wario Land Shake, because I finished that now and put up the review. Also some preliminary thoughts on the first hour and a half of Soul Calibur 4.
I want to hear about that.
Yeah, that's my new game. And you wanted to talk about some Super Nintendo.
I did, yeah, because it's the easiest thing for me to recall off the top of my head. But I would like to get into some discussion about SNES games, because it came up that you mentioned to me earlier on that you we were talking about emulating SNES games.
Yes.
And it just brings up that whole kind of like Desert Island Discs style conversation about SNES games. I'd like to do that. I'll handle the retro part.
You'll handle the retro. Okay.
Can we not call it retro though? Can we just call it
SNES
something
games.
Else?
Just call them SNES games.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something. But yeah, I'll be talking about some SNES games, and I'll be responding with some questions for Alex about all these things.
Yeah, sounds good. It sounds like we're up. So
I'll also deviate off topic.
To stick with every other podcast that goes on, are you playing anything at the moment?
Oh yeah, they do say that, don't they?
Yeah.
I finished. If you were listening last week, Mum, then you'll know that I was playing Ninja 5-0, which I've finished now, and I'm a bit disappointed.
Oh.
So I've moved back onto Contra on the DS.
Disappointed because you finished it, or because?
Yeah, I was really upset. I realised how much I was playing it every day, which is quite unusual for me. But yeah, now I'm on Contra and it's too hard.
Well, you won't be finishing that anytime soon.
Well, exactly. It's too hard. Why don't they have energy in it? I mean, you just get one, but it's just impossibly upsetting sometimes that the moment I come back to life, there's a bullet moving slowly past my sprites, so then I die again. And he makes a noise whenever he dies.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So pretty much I can just rack off like 8 lives in the space of a minute and hurl the DS across the floor.
You haven't unlocked any of the other characters because the Probot Tector makes some really weird noises when he dies.
I haven't got past level 2.
Oh no, you do.
I'm rubbish at games.
Oh, that's right, you have to complete it to do that.
Yeah, level 2.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's
the mutated lab level, which all good shoot 'em up.
So you haven't got the running into the screen level yet?
Nope.
Oh, okay. There's one where you're running down corridors, nope. Like from behind.
I haven't done that. Oh. I haven't got past level 2. Is that like that Galaxy Force, and what's that Sega game where you fly into the screen?
Space Harrier.
Space Harrier, thank God you got it right.
I mentioned that on the site last week.
Did you?
Yeah. It's like that, except you're not propelled. It goes like from... It's more like... there's no game that I can think of the name of.
Is it like the bits in Sonic when you're running... in the kind of half pipe collecting coins?
You're not running the whole time.
Rings, I mean rings.
You run from section to section. And there were games like it. There was that Wild West one, but I can't for the life of me remember the name. So yeah, they exist. And we just, that's really not helpful to anybody listening, that entire explanation of that game.
It's more of a rant about that I'm not, I need a new game. I'm going on holiday next week and I need a game for the holiday.
Yeah.
So if all the listeners could call in, if it actually worked like that, which it doesn't yet.
You mean your mum again?
Yeah.
Gonna take her advice.
I think we should stop talking about my mum because it's starting to make me feel about 18. but yeah, I need a new game.
Mm-mm.
But what are you playing at the moment?
Well, I finished that Game Center CX thing and decided to take it back to the shop because I want to get it in English when it's released. So after that, I switched somewhat fittingly to some old NES games. So I'm playing Kid Icarus on my Game Boy when I'm on the move.
And why is it that everyone on 1UP talks about Kid Icarus all the time?
I don't know, but I thought
what's the big deal about it?
I thought I should play it because I bought it like for £4 a year ago and I've never touched it. So I thought, all right.
And this you're playing this on Game Boy?
Yeah, Game Boy Advance.
Right, okay. Is it good?
It's so-so.
What's the big deal about it, then? I don't understand.
It's because it's the one popular Nintendo franchise that they haven't remade.
Yeah, that's true. So, is it in Smarborough, Smash Brothers?
It is in Smarborough, the new captain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new
Everything's one. In that, though, isn't it? Nothing escapes.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's a confusing game.
Not fun, really.
I don't really like it.
No, it's wholly unenjoyable. And I've only played it with single player though, really. So I mean, I know that isn't the way it's meant to be played. But
yeah,
all the same, it wasn't fun.
No, it's not. It's like being mugged in a toy shop. It's just colourful, and you don't know what's going on, and then you're dead.
It was a bit of a hard slog, certainly, to get through it all, because it took me like 30 hours to get through the story mode to unlock Sonic.
Oh my god.
It'd be fine, but Sonic sucks.
30 hours.
Yeah.
30 hours.
Yeah. I could get
that. You could have learned the language.
I could have learned Japanese by now. Yeah. I spent
That's a broader topic.
116 hours. 116 hours I spent on Oblivion.
What's Oblivion?
It's a role-playing game, like first-person.
Forgive my ignorance, I don't know much about RPGs.
No, it was good, evidently. 116 hours worth of good, but...
Quality you time.
Anyway, so those are the games. Oh, and yeah, I've obviously been playing Wario to review it.
Wario Shake, yes, Wario you just posted the review on your site.
Yeah, and I just started playing Soul Calibur today. So, yeah, that's cool. My gaming week.
That just made me think of something. So you listen back to yourself in the podcast.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, you can.
How was that?
Better than I remember my voice being, actually.
I didn't realise I was so brummy. I thought I had a Stephen Fry-esque voice.
No.
Well, no, but I thought it was... I don't know, people... Because you can't tell you're from Birmingham. For people who don't know about Birmingham, it's a place in the Midlands of England, and it's got kind of amusing Latonic... I don't know, brain-damaged voice. Brain-damaged accent. And I've got a little bit of a hint of it, and I don't like it.
Oh. It's very...
It's all right. I'm fine. How about you, though? Did you listen back and cringe about anything?
I had to listen to the whole thing several times to edit all the parts out that were... I mean, if people listen to it, won't realise how much was edited, but there was a lot that I had to chop out just to get
down
to that.
Yeah, there was 130 hours worth, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Just cut together words into a completely new script.
But yeah, the one thing Kate said, because Kate was the other person who listened, actually, now I think about it, was that you had a very good voice for radio. So feedback for you so far is 100% good.
Sorry, that's quite ironic, because I wasn't paying attention to you then. What did you say? Sorry, I was reading an email.
Kate said that you had a really good radio voice, and that all your feedback...
This is Kate Smedley.
Kate's me, yes.
This is one of the other listeners. She listened to it.
She did.
You can cut this bit out, obviously, but she listened to it.
Yes. Thanks for making that extra work for me. Oh, she wanted us to...
I could keep doing stuff like that, couldn't I?
She did want...
You probably won't cut that out. Sorry, go on.
No, she did want you to talk about your favourite game ever, actually, which was...
Ridge Racer.
Yes.
I feel like we should save that one up.
We will, I think. We'll do that.
Do you know, I could keep going on tangents, but I'm just going to... We'll just do one, and it's Rave Racer.
Oh. Awesome.
That was an amazing game.
Yeah. The sole reason...
In my dream house, I'm going to have a Rave Racer cabinet.
I think we both want that, Darren.
Yeah. Let's just live together and split the cost.
Yeah, yeah, it would be... That was such an amazing...
It was just perfect. Great level design... Oh, it was just fantastic.
Well, two great level designs.
I don't like too many levels.
Yeah.
And too much choice. But it kind of had the sort of... The way that the road dipped, all the kind of hills, kind of winding hills, compared to the Ridge Racer course, you know, it had... Which was very flat, I think. Yes. It just
there was a couple of bumps, but yeah, it was...
Yeah.
There was that one... I didn't like the second track, actually, where you could drop off the cliff. But, you know, it was still good.
Did you fall off the edge of the cliff?
Yeah, don't you remember? You could fall down the cliff on
the lower
path.
What happened when you got to the bottom?
A lower path. There was another route down there.
Of course, and you fell down onto the other road.
Yeah, but it was a lot slower.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But that was the one good thing about Ridge Racer on the PSP, was that it had those tracks in there. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay then, Wario Land. Let's get into the body of this. Yeah, it's not what I was hoping for.
It's a 2D platformer.
It is a 2D platformer, like we said last week, but I suppose we maybe people won't listen to that, I suppose.
No one's listening now, but we should at least carry on in some retakes that, I don't know, pretend loads of people are listening, maybe it'll happen. Kevin Costner.
It's a beautiful looking 2D platformer, and it controls really well, bar the Wii things that they've thrown in at points.
Have they just tagged them on a bit?
Well, you just have to shake the remote to punch the ground, and it's not quite as responsive as you'd hope.
Right, okay. Not is quite. It like Wii Sports Boxing where you might as well just put the controller down?
Yeah, kind of.
Just watch.
And then there's a couple more bits where you have to like tilt it to aim, and you know it's not bad, but when you've been playing games for a significant length of time, it just feels a little bit. There's nothing about what you're doing that really feels more immersive than if you were tilting a control stick. If you see what I mean, if you're actually using the control.
Seems like a get out. Yeah, it seems like a almost like a cop out when people might say, "Oh, well, this game's it's aimed at young kids."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good excuse for, which is what I think you're getting at here, that this game is a bit simplistic.
I don't even think. Yes, that is partly what I'm going for. But I think in this case, it's not even that. I mean, I don't mind simplistic games.
Well, exactly, yeah, they can appeal to everybody.
Yeah, they can still have depth. It's just that they seem very much to have gone after, and I think this is something from Wario specifically in most of the games. It's kind of, I suppose, toilet humour, which I'm not against. It's just, it's overdone. I mean, I remember I was comparing it to other toilet humour. I was thinking of Bottom, which is just over the top and kind of.
The TV series.
Yeah, and the English TV series, I should state.
There's like slapstick humour and toilet and bum gags and...
In a very 12-year-old boy way, again, like a very young way. It's not...
Just fart gags.
Yeah, and bum, right. Like your bum being... he's got a big bum, so he uses that to... Sometimes he slides backwards and it wobbles and like he waves it at the camera during the main
screen. Clearly I'll enjoy it then.
You kind of like, oh, it's kind of funny, and then, but you play a game for like 10, 12 hours, and it's the same jokes.
Same bum jokes.
And it's the same, also, it's the same, like, five enemy characters that you fight throughout the game, and it's just a bit, just feels a bit
like. Sounds crap.
It's not. It is pretty bad. I was going to say, it's not crap.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid £23 for it.
So do Wii games in Japan vary in price depending on the complexity of the game? Because that's something that I've always known to be the case with previous console games in the past in Japan. Mm-hmm. That you will pay a bit less for a puzzler, or you'll pay a bit more for an RPG, whereas in the West it just tends to be a blanket across the board price.
There seem to be two prices in the West. There seems to be a budget range that some games will be released on, even though mm-hmm. they're new. The full price. In Japan, there seem to be, after budget games, there seem to be three other sets of price ranges.
Wow, that like sounds good.
Top tier, kind of like big games. Wario, which came in as like a second tier, obviously not as much development time, or it didn't cost as much to develop. And then finally there's what they call, there's a series called Simple and other kind, there's one called Simple DS and Simple Wii, and I think there's some on every system, and they're just very quickly made to an end, like quickly made on an engine games. So there's like Simple Tennis and Simple Tank and a variety of things like that, and they come in at about 10 quid.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They all come in at 10 quid and they're just like, something to give your kids to teach them games, I guess, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you're looking at top end games being about 35 quid, then Wario and quickly knocked out games come in at about 20 quid, and then £10 for these simple games and budget mm-hmm. titles.
Well, that sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good system, and it does mean that a lot of what you might consider to be top of the line games do come out. I mean, first party games, a lot of first party games come out, and they are actually cheaper than some of the other titles.
So what did you rate it?
I gave it about eight. I would pay about £8, being at my point in life. But I suspect there are.
We're using the pound scoring system.
Yeah, the pound scoring system. So inverted, essentially. The higher the money, the better.
Massively confusing for everyone in the world.
Well, that's fine. Because, I mean, You'll
like
ask
that.
Me. You're about to ask me how many Tetris bricks I'd give it out of 30.
No, I thought about this, and I thought, what actor would it be if it was an actor?
Oh. What actor would it be? Okay.
Yes.
It would be. Oh, you can't just spring that on me. That's something that.
Yeah, I can. It sounds like it'd be. He sounds like he's a bit Ben Affleck before he went into directing. Just a bit cumbersome, a bit overweight, a bit predictable. Bit Ben Affleck? No.
I suppose it. Yeah, I suppose Ben Affleck would be a good.
How many Ben Afflecks out of 10?
3 Ben Afflecks out of 10.
3 Ben Afflecks out of 10. Great. Okay. How many Casey Afflecks there? No, sorry, I won't go on about that. But it's probably not worth buying, is it?
I would say it's good for two people, and I think people are going to realise when I give the two groups that it's exactly
Hitler and
it's exactly what Nintendo were aiming for, I suspect, and that is.
I'm bored of these party games, even though I don't have a Wii and I don't play one. Although I'm going to a Wii party tomorrow night, you'll be glad to hear. I can talk about that next time.
Cool.
I don't know. There just seems to, Nintendo seems to be struggling with its own brilliant system.
Well, this is where I think where I'm going with. Yeah, this game seems to be a starting block for people who bought a Wii but have not really played games before to get into games.
Ah, okay. Yep.
And
that makes 12, sense.
And 12-year-old boys. I keep saying 12-year-old. I just mean people who will be entertained by the humour of it.
This is the 12-year-old boy themed podcast.
Yes. And I was worried about other.
you were cutting out potentially racist material from the last podcast. Which I wasn't being racist. You just got worried.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just.
It's because I mentioned that someone was white. Thought that.
It wasn't that.
I like Barack Obama as much as the next person. It's all right.
I really don't know anything about the man. I've just seen photos of him.
He's a bit like Benjamin Sisko from Deep Space Nine.
Well, he's got my vote. That's all anybody needed to say.
That, I think that pretty much is about as much as everyone's thought. He's a handsome black young man. Let's vote for him. The other one is nearly dead. It's just, just makes sense.
We're not talking about Hillary anymore. We've moved on to McCain, right?
No, she's like Janeway from Voyager.
Oh, yeah.
She is a bit as well, actually.
Yeah. I think that also makes me realise why nobody put her in office. Why we didn't put her in office. Nobody liked Janeway.
No, no one liked Janeway at all. And, no, we can't talk about Star Trek. We can't let it go down this. But, but what we were talking about was 12-year-old boys.
What we were talking about was Wario. Please God, let it be Wario.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crap.
It's not for us. Certainly. Yes, it's crap. Sorry, I'll be polite.
Yeah.
Yes, it's crap. Which
to
is
people who are taking up video gaming because of the Wii, which there is a huge amount of people. Mm. And I think like Wii Music, which was at E3, it's kind of like this kind of new breed of video game for non-gamers.
Well, I think this game is not
which
a bad
cool.
starting block. I mean, it looks pretty. It's a 2D platformer. I just, honest to God, if you've played games before, I'd recommend spending, the 20, £25, maybe 30 in the UK, on a load of virtual console titles. Like, just really quality old Nintendo games. And pass on this. Yeah. That would be my advice. Spend it on old games. Not this new one, but if you've never played games before, and or if you're just starting out in games, then it's not a bad place to start. It's pretty, it's easily controlled. It's not a hard game. Yeah, that's basically it. I'm done talking.
Okay. You mentioned that you were going to talk about Soul Calibur 4.
Ah, yes, my whole hour and a half of play this evening. All I've had
just an hour and a half. That must be tantalising.
It is wonderful so far, certainly.
It looks great. I've been watching some videos of it. I've seen some screenshots. It looks really good.
My my ego has made me play it on hard, so I'm struggling a little. But
hey, wow! Did you have Soul Calibur 3?
No, I had Soul Calibur 2.
Oh yeah, no one bought Soul Calibur 3, did they?
Yeah, and I played that a lot.
Cause it was crap.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 3, you mean? Not, I didn't play Soul Calibur 2 a lot because it was crap. Yeah, that could have been read. but it's seeming a lot. I mean, obviously it's a lot prettier, but currently it's seeming a little bit tighter. I mean, it's been a while, but I seem to not be getting away with as much mashing as I used to. There seems to be a lot.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, really I've heard that the tactical element, tactical part of the game is superb and stuff.
Also, there don't seem to be as many ways to get the cheap ring out that there used to be, which was.
So, I've heard about this. What was this? Well, as in just forcing the other character out by walking them off the.
You couldn't just walk them. You did have to kick them or launch them, basically. But there used to be.
Doesn't make for a very satisfying game if you can just get quickly kicked out of the ring, though, does it?
Except now to do it, you've got to be pretty tactical. I mean, it's. You've got to be aiming for it. It's not quite the same as it used to be. It certainly seems like a lot more of a tactic as opposed to a bug. Bug's not an exploit. It's not an exploit now.
Sounds good.
It is good. And Yoda is not well suited, but looks fantastic. I'm playing it on the Xbox, obviously.
Did you have to unlock Yoda?
No. Yoda comes fully in there.
Oh, he's a selectable character.
He is.
You don't get Vader unless you have PS3, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone wants Vader, don't they, really?
I guess so, really. Yeah.
But no one has PS3, so,
So live with it. Exactly. You'll be able to get Darth eventually, I'm sure of it.
Soon you're going to be able to buy new characters, new backgrounds, new moves. Is that right? You can purchase
I
those?
I don't know about moves. I reckon weapons, probably. I doubt moves.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. You can buy stuff.
You can already
with Microsoft points.
Yep, you can already do music. That's pretty good. So yeah, it's looking. I'm enjoying it a lot. I mean, obviously, an hour and a half doesn't give me quite as much insight as I'd hoped for, but it's a good starting point, and I'm looking forward to really getting into that this week. And my review for that will go up in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
a nice big chunk of time.
I'm gonna be reading that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
for our Yankee Doodle Dandy listeners,
that's all I got to say about that right now. Though. So it's on to not retro. What do you want to call retro?
I don't know. I don't like the word retro. I think we need to. I just don't like it.
Yeah. So, not retro. Some word Darren likes, but old.
Oh, yeah. I'm just being too grumpy. We should just call it retro.
Yeah, I think so.
How many more people can we alienate?
I don't know how many people we've alienated yet.
Well, we don't have any listeners, so it's kind of hard to offend anybody. We are basically trying to make a very broad podcast that no one's listening to.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yes, so I'd like to talk about SNES games, because this is something that we played a lot together, and I think there's just so many people who really love the Super Nintendo that I think it deserves a bit of our attention, and I imagine it'd be something that we can come back to again and again. And I think it's something that's it was just such an explosion of great games, often involving mode 7.
Okay.
Lots of flat things spinning around, that was good, and Pilot Wings was something that I thought I'd talk about, because people don't really talk about Pilot Wings, and I keep thinking they're going to remake it for Nintendo
console.
They made
one on the N64, right?
Oh, they did?
Hmm.
There's huge holes in my knowledge here. Was it crap?
It was alright. It was not.
Imagine
as good
a
as the
Wii
original.
Pilot Wings. That'd be amazing.
Well, they made one called Something Island, Wing Island, that was meant to be like Pilot Wings, but it sucked. So.
Oh,
it,
okay.
It wasn't really Pilot Wings, and it should be. It seems like the obvious choice.
I love that game. I should explain. Should I explain what it is? Should I assume people know?
No,
I don't really know.
Explain it, I think. Be a good...
Yeah, okay, so the idea is that there's no plot to this game. It's just, it is what it is. Assume you're a millionaire, and you're basically just dicking around on your own island, and you are flying a biplane through hoops. You're skydiving through hoops again, and you're paragliding. Hoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again. There's a helicopter level right at the end. But basically, it's kind of lots of hoop-related flying missions.
You've missed the penguin levels.
Oh, yeah, you can be a penguin falling out of a plane, can't you?
Mm.
There's absurd extras. That's good. And there's hoops. I love hoops. So, that's good. It's just really good. It used the bitmap shifting mode 7 abilities of this NES to the very best ability, also matched by Mario Kart, I suppose. But it was just kind of too much fun, and it kind of had that leisurely pace that only Japanese games have, where it was kind of enjoyable plinky plonky music while you jumped out of a plane on seemingly a nice Sunday afternoon. And it was really unique, and it was a real big seller for Nintendo, I think. So that's on my list. That'd be on my Desert Island SNES list.
Right.
How about you, Al?
Number one, or just any of the five?
Maybe just an interesting choice. Maybe avoiding the obvious Mario games.
Okay. See, I would be...
Those lovely grey cartridges.
They were heavy. They were heavy.
Cardboard cartons, very difficult to look after.
But I did. I was so...
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Have you still got them?
No, I sold them all.
Sold them all, you kept them in perfect condition and sold them?
Yeah.
No, they're not in good condition.
No, some four-year-old's been sick all over them.
Yeah, definitely got sick on now.
Poor Super Metroid. all those games. But...
controlling his breakdown, dude.
The problem is, like, I would probably say I would love, if I was on a desert island, I'd love to play Secret of Mana again. If I was, like, Secret of Mana was amazing. I mean, a lot of people know this. It's still a very popular franchise that is currently being driven into the ground by awful sequels by Square Enix. But the first three, I only played the first one, but I believe the first three were amazing. The first one I know was absolutely wonderful. And it was basically like Legend of Zelda in the sense that it was an action RPG. None of that battle system. It was just you hit them with your sword and you hurt them.
None of that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't sweared yet, so I thought I would.
Exactly. Fair enough.
Swore sweared.
And there was you had three characters. And you could play three player, but if I guess I'm on a desert island, unless I train a crab to play with me, I'll be doing it alone. But I just remember you go through the whole game, and it's all in this fantasy world, but the last level is in a train station. And it's just really, really weird. All these trains go past you, and you've got to get out of the train.
That sounds great. Are there multiple endings to this? Can you complete it in lots of different ways?
I'm not sure. I mean, I only completed it one way, so that would be a...
Maybe I'm thinking of Chrono Trigger.
I think that is Chrono Trigger you're thinking of.
Right. Seemed to be released on DS.
Exactly. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because I
never played it the first time round, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I think that's why I am looking forward to it. I can really justify it as a new game for myself.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Yeah. That's exciting. Okay, so we've got two there. And I think there's kind of like heaps of third-party games on the SNES, which... kind of I just absolutely adored. I'm going to go for International Superstar Soccer. Before it turned into the sponsored accurate slightly nightmarish versions that I've been playing recently. So it was sprite based. It was just before football games became 3D, and
FIFA was still isometric.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that takes me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was side-on, sprite-based, and so much fun, I can't believe it. It was a little bit like a scrolling beat-em-up, but with a football.
You little bastard, I remember it so clearly. You used to run your boy straight up to me, and as you were coming, you let off the run button, tap that, I don't know what button
it
was.
You let go of the run button, I remember this now, and then just tap the pass button, and your player would leap off the ground and then flick the ball over his head.
Over my goalie.
Over the goalie and into the net. The aim being to run your character away from the ball, so that was you scored a goal by not touching the ball.
Mm.
Satisfying clunks and clanks on the framework when you hit the post or the bar. Trying to score from corners. It was great. It was really great. And it had a brilliant kind of World Cup kind of feel to it. I don't really like the whole fact that real players are in football games now, and that they would just release a new game every year to cash in. But I'm a fusty old man, so what do I know? But I really liked that game. That was good.
Okay, that was amazing. I do remember.
Yes,
you with
it was
very
good.
Fond memories. And I didn't like football games at all, really, because I sucked at them. But that one was good enough to.
But we played that one a lot.
Yes. I believe that introduced our own system of rating games at the time.
Well, we swore a lot when we played that one. I remember that game being particularly conducive to just shouting really, really foul words at each other.
Yeah, there we go. That I was wondering how we were going to deal
were
with
you
that.
Worrying if I was going to swear then?
No, I wasn't worried at all. I was just wondering if we were going to go down that road, and I guess we're not. I think we both decided to sidestep it. Thus, our decision is made.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good choice. So, my question, are we on this desert island alone or with people? I guess that's an important factor for my next...
No, there's no one there.
No one there, okay. Then I guess if I was going to take another one, I would grab... Zombies Ate My Neighbours.
Hey, yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
Good non-obvious choice. That was a great game.
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really, just it was a cry out to B movies with zombies and mad chainsaw wielding guys and what else was there in the crazy grannies and just kids with 3D glasses on and horrible American teen stereotypes from the slasher movies of like the late 90s, but all done tongue-in-cheek, so it wasn't irritating, it was funny. And just, I suppose I should, it was a bit like, it was a top-down shooter, basically, but free-roaming, and you had to go and rescue your mates from around the place, and they could be anywhere, they could be in pools, and...
Yeah. It was good, it didn't have a kind of Japanese feel, it kind of had a... was it LucasArts? It kind of felt like a LucasArts game.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
It was great.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was, actually, now that you've jogged my memory of that. But yeah, it was...
Okay, I've got one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this would be shit if I played it now, but I really loved it. Stunt Race FX.
It would be shit if you played it now.
Yeah, it probably would be, wouldn't it? But I've got very fond memories of that. It was basically pushing the SNES in places it shouldn't go. Mm-hmm. Things it can't do, which is basically 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a lot of 3D in it. It was just like large... bits of brown colour coming towards the screen, but it was great. It was really, really good. You were a cartoon vehicle, truck or bike or thereabouts.
Truck, bike. Hang on, no. Truck, bike, Formula One or coupe.
That was it. Yeah, and it was kind of like a 3D Mario Kart, and
you could jump, couldn't you? I remember.
You could jump, yeah, and you could go extremely fast in some bits.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being quite sceptical about it because it kind of seemed a little bit like Nintendo were sort of cowering at the thought of Sega and their Virtua games. Mm. But it was just... I thought it was great.
You don't agree,
do you?
I loved it, actually. But I don't... I think that's going to be one of the games that really
aged
wouldn't
terribly.
Hold up well. Yeah, aged really badly. I mean,
I'd love to play it now. It's probably crap.
I suspect it is, but It's tough because I do have such fond memories, and I remember kind of challenge levels and stuff.
Yeah, and I remember that they managed to pull off the whole idea of going around a track and getting a good time. Really fun, even though it was kind of a really clunky 3D system. You wouldn't think that that would work. But yeah.
So I've got a question for you, changing, since we're on driving games. We're on a desert, you're on a desert island alone. So
okay.
Is it F-Zero or Mario Kart?
Okay. But I have a television, a Super Nintendo, means to keep it dry and power.
You're the one doing Desert Island, don't come.
It sounds like a cool island. Is it F-Zero? It's got to be Mario Kart, I'm afraid.
Really?
I do love F-Zero, but I find it's very simplistic. It's really fun for 10 minutes. And then I can put it down. But I really miss the things that the SNES Mario Kart had that have since been forgotten.
The feather.
And exactly. Basically, the ghost levels.
Yeah.
The haunted house levels, I should say.
Yeah.
And the feather. Yeah. And I can't remember where I heard someone say this, but the Nintendo communism style pickup system.
Saying that from 1UP. You've been listening too much to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Retronauts.
Yeah.
Basically, we're just recycling what they're saying,
yeah.
But without as much knowledge. No, but just the whole, it's a party game now. I don't like it. I do like it. No, wait, I really like it, but I much prefer the SNES version.
Yeah, I know a lot of people swore by the N64 version, but that just, it never,
ever. That's different again, isn't it? That's Mario Kart...
64?
Okay, what was the one... It had a word after it. Mario
Double
Kart.
Dash.
Double Dash, yeah. Did you play that?
Yeah. That was actually... That was before the DS Mario Kart. That was my... It's now my third favourite Mario Kart. It was my second favourite.
So is your favourite the SNES?
My favourite is the SNES, still.
Right, okay.
And then DS. Followed by...
Yeah.
Double Dash. Then...
What about the Wii one? How are you getting on with that?
I'm still not sold. I will say that it's probably... I'm finding it more fun than the N64 one. But still, it's not too high up. It's pretty tough to discern between the GBA, the Wii, and the N64 versions for me. Actually, when I'm looking at it, it seems like... All the odd number Mario Karts are good, and all the even number ones are bad. When I run that through my mind, in terms of order of release. Okay, we're back on.
Hey.
We got
cut off. Are you going to add the beep noise?
I'll add the beep noise. I like the beep noise.
Cool. Okay, so the Mario Kart thing. Yeah, it was just fantastic. It was great, and the two player thing, the versus mode.
Yeah.
What's happened to that since? I don't understand how they've got it so wrong now.
The battle mode, it started again with the N64 one, which was they wanted to add depth and 3D levels and things you could fall off.
Yes.
And that's just...
I think you could still do that and still have it work in the same way.
I'm not convinced you could. I think it's a bit like adding pitfalls in boxing. I mean, you've got one level and you're focusing on what you're doing and keeping it simple is what you want. You don't want to be looking at something, avoiding something else in that equation.
Yeah, you're right. The simplicity was great. We played that for hours, and I get so bored playing Mario Kart Battle Mode now on the newer versions.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me. I'd rather race, which is very sad, I think.
Yeah.
I also like SimCity on this NES.
Yes. That's actually the only one that I played to any degree.
Yeah, it was really good, and it would basically destroy any idea that I might get out and go and maybe be in a park in the summer holidays when I was young. Instead, I built a city, and then it would burn down. and that was it.
Yes, sounds like life, really.
Exactly.
Just like real life.
Just like real life when I built a city, and it burned down. But that's my SNES top bit for now. Come back to it.
I was going to ask you one more question since we were on it.
But
Fighter, SNES Fighter. Or is this going too far for one day?
well, it's got to be Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo for you, alright.
In brackets, Hyper Fighting.
Yes. I'd still go with Super Street Fighter. I just found Turbo too fast. But that's because I'm a wimp. Me.
Mortal Kombat was fun at the time. Yeah. I don't think it'd be fun to play now.
No, not really.
No, I think if you're playing like a Game & Watch, no. Mm. Although they are bringing out Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yes, that's... I'm kind of excited about this because you get to fight as Batman.
Yeah, but apparently, because of licensing, you're not allowed to kill any of the...
The heroes aren't allowed to kill. No, they're not allowed to kill. I think they're allowed to be killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They have the goodies can't kill anyone.
They have brutalities, not fatalities.
Okay, right. So they just really mash you up bad.
Mm. Well, apparently the Superman one is you drive them into the ground like a tent peg till just their head sticks out. That kind of thing.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Bit different. Okay. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Have you got to get up, Alex?
Not immediately, but oh man, I'm going to be tired.
Maybe you should call me when you wake up, and we could just add that on the end of the podcast as a kind of closing up thing.
You'll be asleep when it's going to be 2 in the morning when you wake up then.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't get up at 8 o'clock for me.
No, that's
for this cause.
That's 4 hours away. Less than, in fact. Looking at that.
Well, it's good that you have this commitment to the podcast.
Thank you. I wish. Sorry to everybody for not being more.
To being nearly dead. It's good. It's kind of like talking about video games to someone on life support.
That's what it feels like. Certainly.
Which might be like what actually happens if Alex keeps up this level of commitment to his website.
Yep, but that's going to be my holiday this next week. It's going to be spent getting this
on a drip. Looking,
yeah, looking a bit better, looking a bit tidier,
a little bit less pale.
Yeah.
Well, so, been a pleasure, Alex.
Been a pleasure, Des. Nice to talk to you again, and I will.
We'll have more to say in the next podcast, but I think it's great that just the level of commitment you're putting into the podcast. Mm. I think it's great.
I think
great level of commitment.
I'm going to set an agenda for next time, and it will be, considering I touched on at the end there, fighting games.
Yes.
Because I'll be playing Soul Calibur. Well, I'll be playing Soul Calibur. Street Fighter 4 is in arcades now, so I'm going to have a go on that this week.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Alex!
And yeah, I'm all excited. And
can you believe the level of commitment you're putting into the podcast?
Not at all. I think I'd do that anyway, to be honest. But I'll be up doing it. Yeah.
Wow. Can you maybe post some pictures of?
Yeah. I'll get on it. I'll watch people playing and take photos of the people.
Didn't know it was out.
Tell you what,
so exciting.
I could probably do some videos of it actually.
Hey, yeah, post it up, all the stuff.
Yeah. All right, and that's the plan for next week.
Great. Well, I can't wait. We'll be there with the fighting games. I'll drag up some fighting game memories.
Brilliant.
And
that's what we need.
We'll compare them with what's going on.
We'll keep it a bit. We'll keep it a bit more open. We'll leave it to scrolling and 2D, just because we don't want to restrict ourselves. Because I quite like to talk about Streets of Rage a little as well.
We're going to talk about Double Dragon. Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Final Fight. Bring it on.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So that'll be the plan next time.
Oh, scrolling beat 'em ups. They don't make them anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't. Well, they did not. They did not keep that genre.
They kind of did. I mean, Ninja Gaiden is kind of, but yeah, it's not like it's not.
You don't kill anyone, and a big turkey on a plate appears in Ninja Gaiden.
That's true. That was in Tekken, though.
Was it really?
They had the scroll Tekken 4, so on Tekken 2 or 3.
It had a scrolling beat 'em up mode.
Yeah, and you pick up it when you killed somebody, they drop a huge big chicken, and the sound of fire would just go chicken. And you eat the chicken and your health would go up. Anyway, that's all for next time. Okay, I'm off to bed. This is the end of my day. Very, very much so the end of my day.
I'm going to have my dinner.
Yep.
Chicken.
Chicken. And I'll talk to you. I'll speak to everybody soon, and I'll talk to you, Darren, next week, I guess.
They don't care when you're going to speak to me.
I know. Well, no, I mean for the podcast. Cool.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Go away. Go to bed.
Okay. Night, night. I'm out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.